You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where we learn how to be truly alpha to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Thank you so much for watching my podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a pleasure to have you as always, and I'm very grateful for every single person who listens to the message and who interacts either by leaving a comment or sending me an email or by asking questions. I love any and all forms of interaction, so please don't be a stranger. Hit me up in those comments or send me an email. With that being said, I want to get a few things out of the way. I like to start every episode off by telling you what my purpose and my goal is here on the channel. This channel was really designed to do two different things: to document my journey as I pursue my goal of becoming truly alpha, and to help other people who want to walk this same path. My goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And my purpose is to help other aspiring alphas to master this journey as well. So if that sounds like the destiny you want for yourself, you are in the perfect place. I also want to give you a definition of what I mean when I talk about the alpha mentality and the alpha journey. What does this mean, and what am I referring to when I mention this? The definition of alpha mentality simply is this: to take action-oriented, intentional control of your life, energy, resources, and strategic trajectory, embracing radical self-responsibility, shirking victim mentality, and determining to utilize your time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny and lasting legacy of greatness in the world. In short, you can summarize this by saying that being alpha simply means to have a purpose, to work toward that purpose with intention, and to always seek to be the highest value man or woman in the room. And contrary to popular belief, the alpha journey is not just for men. Alpha males do not have a monopoly on the alpha destiny. Women can be powerful alphas as well, and I love it when women choose to embrace the alpha journey. So that is what I am all about here on this channel, and once again, thank you for tuning in, and I'd just like to welcome you. Today, I want to talk a little bit about legacy and the importance of this. Now, to really get the full context of what I'm talking about in this video, I'm going to ask you to go down to the description and to click on the link to the blog post that I wrote, which is titled, How to Create a Lasting Legacy of Greatness in the World. In that blog post, I basically go through and I answer all of the important questions in detail. I answer the question of how to build a legacy, why it's important to build legacy on the alpha journey. I talk about the 7 steps for how to create a legacy that'll stand the test of time. I answer questions like, how do I build myself a legacy? What creates a person's legacy? What is an example of a legacy? All these different questions I go through in depth. I try to create the most in-depth piece of content I could because this is such an important and crucial topic. And what I want to do today in this video is I just want to basically talk about some things that I maybe didn't talk about in the blog post that I could communicate better through just verbal communication, as if we were sitting across the table from one another. So that's what I kind of want to do. I'm just going to talk very plainly about this. And here's what I notice in our world today. I notice that a lot of men and women struggle with a sense of hopelessness. They struggle with a sense of like nihilism. And to be honest, there's this disease that has infected our culture, this sort of like nothing matters, so there's no reason to try to do anything kind of mentality. And this is such a pervasive ideology, and yet it is so infectious and it is so destructive to the human condition. What I believe and what I've seen to be true in life is that when you have a purpose and you strive to invent, create, you know, to produce, to build something bigger than yourself that's going to bring value to the world and help move humanity forward, this lends itself to you having not only an amazing life, but also experiencing greater levels of fulfillment, satisfaction, and just overall positivity. Whereas people who kind of like give up when they say, oh, there's no point to do anything, what does it all matter? I may as well just watch shows and try to be as happy as I can until I die because there's really no point to anything. People with that mindset tend to be much less happy. They tend to be gripped by a sort of like hopelessness and nihilism that really eats away at the pit of the soul. Now, I'm not trying to label this or push this on anyone. You know, you feel the way you feel. I can't read your mind, but I can speak about this from experience because I lived a hedonistic lifestyle for a long time. And the reason was very simple. It's like, why spend my time helping anyone else? No one else is helping me. You know, my life is just going to exist for a scant 100 years and then I'm going to flicker out and I'm going to return to the dust. So why not try to have all the sex I can have? Why not drink? Why not do drugs? Why not do all of these things that will just bring me some short-term happiness, continue to do them my whole life until I die, and then I'll experience as much happiness as possible. And this hedonistic lifestyle, I came to find, not only was it very destructive to my own health and happiness and well-being just as a human, but and as a man, it was destructive to my masculinity. However, I also realized that it actually has the opposite effect of making you happy in a holistic, fulfilled sense. It actually left me feeling very vapid, and it left me feeling more pointless and meaningless and useless than I ever felt before. And I've discovered and have become aware of the reason for why this is. And it speaks to our evolutionary mandate. And if you read my blog post, which I would highly recommend you to click down in the description and read that blog post that I linked to, because it'll explain all this in much greater detail and explain how to fix the problem. I also want you to know that I've got many resources down in the description that you should check out, and maybe there's something there that could help you. I offer a free ebook, An Introduction to the Alpha Mentality, that you can download, and I have many other resources that you can check out. So please just feel free to, you know, give that description a perusal at your convenience when you get the chance. But what I have discovered and what I have learned to be true in my life is that as humans, we evolved and adapted mostly because, like, the reason that we lived long enough to evolve and adapt, and the reason that nature selected us to become the dominant species on this planet, and the reason for why we have been so successful in our endeavor as a species, is primarily because we've always been pushing the limits of what humankind is capable of. Humans in every generation have been leaving a legacy for the next generation to work from, to create something better, to build something better, to become something better, okay? At some point, some human, at some point in history, figured out that we could cook food using fire or heat. Okay, and I don't know when this happened. I don't know how this happened, but at some point it happened. And this changed humanity forever. Like a lot of people even say that humans being able to cook food led to a jump in our evolution because we basically stopped consuming a bunch of parasites and we started absorbing more nutrients and we had a better, healthier food to eat. And this led to better brain development. We lived longer. We tended to be healthier and all these different things. Right now, I'm no anthropological expert here. I've read about these things in reading about men and women who understood what they're talking about. But what I can say is that it seems to resonate with history and with our own innate human programming, that humans throughout history have pushed to become better, to be better, to build better. And then the results of those labors would carry on to the next generation, and they would help that next generation forward. And I call this the ladder of time, this concept. You know, as humans, what is our purpose? Well, at the very core foundation, you know, the slot where we insert our purpose really is characterized by this behavioral programming that says what we want to do is we want to create enough value for humanity that we help not only our current generation to ascend to the next level on the ladder of time, you know, to the next generation, to the next age, to the next great stage of human evolution, but we also want to make sure to leave behind something so valuable that even after we're gone, it will impact future generations. Okay, so this is kind of like the baseline standard for what we want to do as humans. And there are many, many ways to do this. Just as an example, today I'm using a camera and a computer and a microphone to record a video / podcast, right, for my platform. All of this technology, at some point, somebody invented this. And when they did, they changed the world. They changed the future for humanity. Many different people contributed to all these technological innovations and machines that I'm using to create this content, much less the internet that you're probably consuming it on. And all of the combined work of everyone who was involved in creating those things, they created something that made their generation better. And it continued to make life better for humans even long after they're gone, the ones who are not here anymore. Some of them are not, some probably are. With the internet, it's a newer thing, so you know, but whatever. The point being is that this matters, this evolutionary instinct, this drive to want to create better. And so a lot of times what I notice happening is in the world, generally children are born with a kind of desire to want to do good things. They like want to draw nice pictures and have their parents think they look nice. They want to wear nice clothes and be complimented on how good they look. They want to do a good job at the game and win, you know, so they'll be admired by their peers. They want to write a good research paper so that their teacher will look at them and say, "Wow, I'm proud of you, little Billy or little Susie. You did a great job on that paper." Like, you know, children are kind of born with this base instinct to want to become better, be better, do better, right? For many different reasons. And they're mostly all good reasons. But somewhere along the way, we get infected with this mindset of nothing matters, you know, this mindset of like, everything's going to die anyway. What's the point in even trying? Just chase short-term happiness and that will be enough. Trying to create something bigger and sacrificing for the greater good has no value to you. It's just going to cause you to get used up and spit out by the great machine of humanity. And it's such a shame that so many people come to believe this. And I used to believe this too. But the truth of the matter, and I'm going to get right to the point here. The truth of the matter is that this is a great lie. The real rewards for being a human, the self-validation, the confidence, the power that comes from actually going out and trying to create value in the world and create a legacy for yourself, whether that mean be to start a business, whether that means to create like an ideology that'll help humans in the future. A great, powerful way to leave a legacy is to have children and raise them right so that they become successful adults. That is such a powerful and honestly efficient way to create a legacy for yourself. You could also like write a book that people will read in the future or record podcast episodes that will help to make the world better. If you start a podcast and you affect the lives of just 10 people in a positive way, think about how that positive change will cause those people to become more successful. And then all of that success, to a point, goes back to you and the legacy that you created with the podcast that helped change those initial 10 people's lives. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is something that we should be thinking about. This is something that should be discussed and talked about. And this is something that we should take pride in. So today, I just want to encourage you. And I'm not going to drone on and on about this. You can go read the blog post. But I want to encourage you. if you are infected with this disease of the mind of hopelessness and nihilism and people telling you it doesn't matter, people telling you it doesn't, there's no reason to try to do anything good, people telling you there's no reason to have children. There are so many people who almost celebrate the idea of being infertile because children are such a quote unquote financial liability and a financial burden. And it's like, what a sad, terrible thing to think, because children are an amazing, fantastic potential for legacy. They can be everything you are and more. You can help to make them better than you ever could have been. And what an amazing legacy to leave. How can we not justify spending everything on that? Like, how is that not the most important thing in the world? The truth is that it is the most important thing in the world. Your legacy is the most important thing. End of story. But we get confused. We like want to feel good. We want to have all these good feelings. We want to experience all this happiness in the short term. And this causes us to lose sight of the bigger goal, which is to move humanity forward. But and a lot of people will say, yeah, but Josh, what's in it for me? I'm just going to die and then I'll have sacrificed for nothing. But the truth is no. And this is the whole point. You will not have sacrificed for nothing. You will have sacrificed to make a huge difference. And the fact that you've done that and the process of doing that will reward you as a human so much more than you would ever be rewarded with a hedonistic lifestyle or a nihilistic lifestyle, because that will result in such amazing high levels of satisfaction, fulfillment, happiness, feelings of confidence, and power, and also the friends you will make and the networking you will do and the attraction you will build for yourself and the partners you will attract and the amazing opportunities for experiencing real life that you will have when you embark on that great hero's arc, on that great alpha journey in your own life. But so many people just never get on the boat. They sit at home. They sit in their comfort zone. They engage in hedonism, escapism. And all they do is they just look for short-term pleasure and they rob themselves of the greatest adventure and possibility for hope and happiness that is available to us as humans. It's literally programmed in us innately from our adaption and our evolutionary heritage. It has been left through your DNA by countless generations of successful humans who've left legacies in the past who understood the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is that there is no greater mandate for us as alphas and humans than to leave a lasting legacy of greatness in this world. And so today, I want to encourage you to do two things. I want to encourage you to click in the description and go read the blog post, because it'll tell you how to do this. And then the second thing I want to encourage you to do is to really start thinking about this issue of creating a lasting legacy of greatness. Do not let yourself settle for a life of mediocrity. There are going to be some people out there, probably 90% of people, who are going to hear this message and they're going to be like, well, that's a nice idea. Or they're going to say, I totally disagree with this. And none of them are going to take action on it. But I believe that about 10% of people who fall into the alpha personality category, people who are driven to be more, do more, create more, those people are going to hear this message and it's going to start to cause them to think a little bit. And if it's causing you to think, if you are thinking, you know what, maybe this is what I'm missing in my life, maybe this is what I need to be doing, I would encourage you to double down on it and to think more about it and to think about the kind of legacy that you could leave in this world and the difference you could make for future generations with your gifts, your talents, your unique life perspective and experiences, because there's nobody in this world who is like you, who could help humanity the way you could. And I know you may not have confidence in yourself, and I know that you may doubt yourself, and I know that you may think to yourself, yeah, but Josh, it's easy for you to say because you're this or that or blah, 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 but look at me, I'm just XYZ, I'm just, you know, not cut out for this, I'm not great, I'm not blah, 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 I'm not smart, I'm not well-spoken, I'm not good at math, whatever your excuses. And I just want to stop you and say, stop. Yes, you are. I am nothing special. And yet I'm out here grinding every day to create a legacy for myself. And guess what? Every day I succeed. I maybe haven't reached my biggest goals yet, but every day is a success. And every day I feel that success in the satisfaction and the fulfillment and the happiness it brings me. And I know this I know what the alternative is, because I did live a hedonistic lifestyle. I lived a lifestyle that was completely characterized by pursuing short-term pleasure. And I'm telling you, there's no comparison. Calling yourself to the higher duty of the alpha mentality and the alpha journey and the hero's arc, there's just no comparison. In fact, if you go to my website, joshuasagavis.com, and you click on the menu option that says how to become truly alpha, it'll take you to my full guide for how to be truly alpha. And I would encourage you to go read through that whole guide, because it'll tell you everything you need to know to get started on the alpha journey, every single step. And I'm telling you that it matters. It matters for the whole world. It matters for the difference you could make in the world. But more than anything, it matters for you, for your tribe, for your family, for your circle, because the difference it will make in your life will be so mind-blowingly awesome, you will not even be able to comprehend it. So I'm not trying to say, oh, you should be miserable to help everyone else. No. Because when you truly embrace the alpha mentality, you truly commit to leaving a lasting legacy of greatness, you will not curse yourself. You will not just experience a whole life of pain and misery. You'll actually experience greater depth of meaning than you've ever experienced before. And it will begin your hero's arc for real. And there's nothing like that. There is nothing in the world like that, okay? There's no drug that gives you that kind of high. And there is no experience that creates that kind of happiness, right? The deep and profound sense of purpose that you feel when you're contributing to the world in a way that will outlive you, there's nothing that measures up to that. That is my experience. And if my experience is any gauge on the matter, then it'll blow your mind how different it is. Okay. So I just want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that you are capable. If you're willing to walk the journey, that's all you have to be. You could mess it up 10 million different ways. That's okay. It doesn't matter, because it's the heart, it's the focus, it's the goals, it's just keeping on the journey that matters. If you stick with it, you can do it. If you stick with it, you can succeed at the things you want to succeed at. You can create that difference in the world that you want to create. So I just want to encourage you today to begin your hero's arc and begin creating that lasting legacy of greatness. All right, that's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Joshua Sagafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasagafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.